Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, and welcome to the IBM Corporation Tivoli Talk, Launch of IBM Maximo Demo Environment Pilot WW Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Ms. Mary Gorzynski. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you very much, William. Well, I would like to welcome everyone to this call. This is a great opportunity for us. It's been a long time in coming. And for our valued partners that are now joining us on this call and those who will be listening to the replay, this is our enablement session for the Hot Rods demo environment that we are making available as a pilot with limited support. Our hope is that you will find it useful, use it with your customers, ultimately enter leads into the Siebel system, and close business as a result of it. On today's call, I'm joined by Tom Tuning, who will take us through the Hot Rods environment, as well as Kirk Hansen, who will be joining us a little bit later, and Rick Scanlon. So if we could, just stop for a minute and take a bit of a roll call before we get started. Can folks please let me know who's on? I see logged in from EDI, Scott. Are you on? Operator, are folks able to answer?
Well, if our participants would like to queue up for an answer or a question, please press star one at this time.
Thank you. So I see Scott, if you're on to confirm, press star one. Okay, maybe he's...
And we'll take a moment to have Mr. Yates speak.
Yes, I am on the call.
Okay, great. Is Alex with you, or will he be joining?
I believe he's trying to join. I'm not sure if he's on yet. I'm hoping he can join in the next few minutes here.
Okay, great. From Burlesoft, I see Shaju on.
And Mr. Walter has queued up. Mr. Walter, your line is open.
Hi, this is Alex Walter. I'm here, and I'll be able to join the first part of the conversation. I might have to leave at some point, but I'm here, and I'm on.
Okay, great. Now, I'm just taking a little bit of a roll call. So from Burlesoft, do we have Shaju on? I see him logged in. From Createch, do we have Wayne on?
Hi, this is Peter Coleman. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, yeah, it's Peter Coleman with Createch, and Wayne Gehagen is here as well. I just came back into the room.
Okay, great. Thanks for joining. Happy to have you on. From Cohesive, do we have Matt or George on? Okay. From Solex, do we have, I see Paula's on.
Yes, we, I am connected.
Julia with you?
No, it's not right yet.
And then finally, do we have anyone from Stork on?
Yes, this is Bart Wilting speaking from Stork.
Hi, Bart. Glad that you could join us.
Yes, and I want to say that my colleague Sander is not joining, but I will take I will do instead.
Okay, great. So just as a reminder, the call will be recorded. So for those companies and or participants within the companies I just read off that weren't able to join, we'll send out a note and direct folks to the replay information. So now, without further delay, I'd like to turn the call over to Tom Tuning, who will take you through the Hot Rod system. Tom?
Hello. My name's Tom Tuning, and I'm working in the technical marketing, and I have helped build this system and am the guy who helps get people situated and able to, you know, get on the hosted environment as well as building the Maximo demo environments. William, are the participants going to be able to ask questions along the way or not?
Like, I can open all lines at this time.
That would be fine, I think, because I like to have this be a little bit of an interaction so we get people logged on and really understand how things are going to work. I think that would work a little better from my point of view.
All lines are open at this moment.
All right. So can everyone see the main demo slide or the first slide in the PowerPoint. I'll make sure everyone can see what we're showing.
I do not. I just see preparing the same time meeting room. I'd gotten through putting in the password, and it's just been sitting on the screen.
Okay. Is anyone else having problems?
No, it's fine.
Yeah, hi, this is Vishweta from Birlasoft, and, we are also having the same thing, same time preparing the meeting, so we are also stuck there.
Okay, I think same time sometimes just does that. You know, I think it will eventually come up. I don't think there's a problem, but we're going to have to go ahead and push forward. Do you have a copy of, I'm just going to go through the presentation that I sent out in the email, so mm-hmm. in the interim, until I get to the live code stuff, you are welcome to just follow along with that presentation that I sent you in the email.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm just going to take you through, I'm on the agenda page here. I'm going to take you through the introduction for hot rods, and then I'm going to do a little bit of a hot rods demonstration, just so that you understand it's just how to interact with the hosted environment, okay? It is a scheduling, you know, you have to figure out how to schedule the thing and then set up your browser to access the system and things like that. After that, I'm going to go through an overview of what I built for the ISM demonstration. That includes several VMware images working together, and then I'm going to log on to that system and show you how easy it is to do demos from it, and then we'll take some questions. All right, so now I'm on the Hot Rods overview panel. The bottom line here is IBM has about 1 million servers, and they're all inside the IBM firewall. So even though we have all this equipment, we really can't get people like partners and other people when they're in the field access to these servers just like everybody with for security issues. So what we've done to get around this issue is we've contracted with a company called Sergient, which is an online hosting environment. Okay, and what they do for us is they provide us with 12 servers that have about 8 to 10 gig of memory in them and 4 processors, right? And so they're running ESX on those, and we can run demonstrations or VMware images in those ESX servers as long as we can run our demonstrations in that environment, right? So we can't have a full data center, right, with hundreds of servers and this and that, but in our environment we found that we can run in this, for what we've contracted with these guys, we can run up to 4 VMware images that interact with each other and work pretty well. Okay, a key thing is it's an on-demand thing where you can go out there, you can schedule it, and or you know, just say start now, and that what'll happen is the way this process works is the VMware images that are stored on their ESX server will then get loaded onto a set of machines and then spun up for you right then or whenever you schedule it, okay? So it's really good because it's like having a 10 gig, 4 processor machine everywhere you need to go, right? So, you know, the whole idea here is as the products get bigger and bigger and, you know, it's harder to run these things on your ThinkPad. So this hosted environment seems to be a good alternative. I think a lot of people are familiar with hosted environments, but so this is just another one. All the access is through the web browser. That makes it really simple. There's no client or security software to install. But when you first get onto the system, it's going to ask you to install an ActiveX control, and that so that you can run remote desktop to their servers from within your web browser. There's a library of demos that we keep out there. Right now, you're just going to have access to one of them. As I, you know, create new Maximo demonstrations, there's a possibility in the future that there will be more. And I am constantly upgrading this image, so, you know, as time goes on, you will see maybe multiple versions or things like that. Currently, our contract with Sergient allows us to have 12 concurrent sessions. So right now, at any given time, our steady state is about 3 people using it. So there's always another, you know, 8 or 10 sessions available, right, for people to use. Okay, so we haven't had any contention at this point, and hopefully there won't be. But if there is, that's something we'll have to address in the future. And the big thing, you know, at the bottom here is, you know, the reason we did all this is the IBM VPN is not required, so that, you know, business partners like yourself can access the network or the demonstrations. Any questions? All right, then I'm going to move on to the next page, which talks about the architecture of how things work. Okay, so let's start on the top right where it says Hot Rod Users. That's you. So what you're going to do is you're going to log on to a URL, which, you know, you may have seen, or it's at the end of this presentation. And I'll show you how to do this in a minute. And what you'll do there is you'll schedule a demonstration through the library. So once you do that scheduling, you're logging on to what's on the left of this panel here where it says Hot Rod Scheduling and Demo Server Library. So you'll just schedule that demonstration, and then that demonstration will spin up at whenever, you know, you say you need it, and it'll pick the machine out of the server pool that we have defined for these demonstrations. And once you do that, you know, you'll access through the internet, and then you'll be able to project, you know, you'll access the demonstration through your web browser and then project however you would do it normally to your customers. All right, so I'm going to switch over here to out of this presentation for a second and just show you how you would normally get started, you know, using, you know, once you have your ID. Oh, so first off, you know, we can go along here. Everybody on the call has an ID now, and some of the people have gotten emails saying so, but some of the people that just got in yesterday, your ID is the email address you sent to Mary, and the password is SmartWay. So, you know, since we have sessions available, you're welcome to get on and log on and at the same time and see how things go here. All right, so I'm just going to go down here, if I can get out of this presentation, and open a web browser. So this is the initial screen that you'll see if you get to the site where we have the things hosted. So you'll type your name in here and your password. Now the key thing here is you're not in IBM Tivoli Sales. You're going to be in this group called Maximo BPs. So that's going to get a lot of people when they try to log on. It defaults to the wrong group, and their password will just appear not to work, and you'll be going, oh, yeah, my password doesn't work. What's going on? But most likely it's just that you've signed on to the wrong group. Okay. Now, before you do any of this, you need to click this browser test button. Can everyone see the browser test button? And when you click that browser test button, it's going to go out here and basically do some checking, and if everything is good, it'll get a bunch of X, you know, check marks on the past thing here. And if you don't have the ActiveX control already installed, it's going to ask you to install it. Hopefully this will work for me. It's important to remember to do this test because you'll be able to log on to the hosted system and do everything you want to do scheduling-wise, but then when you go to launch into the demonstrations, you'll get some errors and they won't work. And you'll, you know, it'll stay with any, you know, with the system that you're using, but if you change computers, you'll need to do this again. All right, cool, I succeeded. So I'm going to go back. An example of what you'll see when you log in. This is the main home page, and you'll have some tabs across the top. You know, the main thing that you'll want to do is just look at this library. My demo is just just shows you a view of what you've scheduled in the past and so forth. Down here in the scheduled demos box, you can see that I've scheduled a demo, but that was for yesterday. And so I'm going to go ahead and just click the library button, and you'll see something called ISM Demo V2. That's what the current name of it is. I called it that to be generic. You know, basically it's a Maximo demo system. Okay. So we can click that. All right. So what you would do here, I mean, there's a couple things here that I need to point out here. There's the tab here which talks about how to schedule. Okay, so normally what you do here is you click this Go button in this little box and click Schedule. And here is where you click put in your customer name and account manager and the date that you'd want to schedule this demonstration. Now, we need you to fill in this information because, just like anything in the world, this is a funding issue, right? So, you know, we need to have partner names, or not partner names, but customer names in here of who you've demonstrated to help, you know, drive revenue and sales and so forth. You know, at the end of every month, we like to put up a chart that shows, you know, all the companies that we've used this demonstration system for to help, you know, push that forward for funding for future upgrades to the system. Okay, so you could put a customer in here, and, you know, account manager may not make sense for business partners, but and then you would pick a date. So you can schedule things out into the future or schedule things right now. Okay, so you could pick the 13th and then put a time in and so forth. And the duration is how long you want this demo system to be running. I have it defaulted to 3 hours because, you know, you have to get on and practice a little bit and actually do a demonstration. It takes about 20 minutes for the system to spin up and be fully functional, so you need to plan accordingly. If you want to start demoing at 10 o'clock sharp, you'll need to reserve the system 20 minutes before then. I'm not actually going to do this right now because I've already got one running. So the other thing I wanted to show is the materials button. There is this, basically there's some demo documentation and then business partner documentation. These are exactly the same. They're just in different places. Okay, we have them. The demo documentation is listed internally for a link for IBMers, and you would use this business partner documentation. And so you would click this preview button over here, and that would take you to the Tivoli Knowledge Center, which is part of the partner world. So you will need a partner world user ID and password to get to this information. Okay? I've been talking for a while. I had to take a breath here. Has anyone got any questions so far?
This is Mary. Does anyone want to give some feedback? Is this, you know, are you excited about this? Do you think it's going to be useful? Is it too difficult for you? Any comments at all?
Well, this is Bart from Stark. Well, I think this is very useful, and I think it's also very easy to use, so I think it's good.
Thanks.
All right, so I'll push forward. That's good. You know, sometimes I don't know if people have dropped off or, you know, I'm going too fast or too slow, so I like to stop every once in a while and get some feedback. If I was in a room with everyone, I could look at you and figure out how things are going based on, you know, whether you're sleeping or not, but I can't tell over the phone. All right, so basically the Tivoli Knowledge Center here basically has basically the description of the demonstration, and it just, you know, a title and a just general description, and I'll go through this overview a little bit later about what I built. It has the list of software that I have installed on the server. Now, I will tell you in a few slides here, you know, that I've got more than one server here. I don't have just the one. So, you know, as depending on what you sell normally, and I want to get some feedback here, you know, you tell me whether you think these other servers are useful in your situation or not, okay? But the ISM machine, which is the Max machine is the main one, and it is running WebSphere 6.1 and DB2 8.2. And I'm not going to go through this list of products. It just, I basically tried to put every product I could find on that Maximo made. And I also have a Tatum machine so we could feed in data. And I also have a TPM machine so we could push patches out using release management. So the important thing you'll probably want is this documentation, this IT asset management presentation. I'm not going to go through this right now, but I recommend you going through it. It was created by one of our main Maximo SEs that sells asset management on a daily basis, and that's what most of the IBMers use as a base or foundation for when they do presentations in front of customers. So the other two documentations here are a service desk training document that was created by our sales enablement group. And it's more of a product overview of just the service desk functions. Okay? And then one of the main reasons we created this system or group of systems was to show how you would, you know, manage the idle process, right? So, you know, from the beginning to the end, change, config, release, problem management, service desk. And that's what this end-to-end document reflects, is how you would use this demo system to show, you know, an end-to-end situation or demonstration of an idle sort of configuration. All right. So let me go back to the presentation here. I think. Aha. So. Sorry. So basically, I put some slides in here. The main reason is because if this presentation gets separated from, you know, this phone call, then people will still have something to go by here. So basically, the logging into the system, picking something from the library, you know, scheduling the demonstration, and make sure you put the customer name in there because we need to know who you're demoing to, and then actual demonstrations. Now, this picture is from a different presentation in the library, but you get the idea. All right, so that is that's the Hot Rods overview. I don't think it's too hard to understand what we're doing, but is there any questions before I move on to what I've built out there? All right, so I'm going to talk a little bit about, and this is where I kind of want your feedback, is about what we have out there and what you need, right? Because I'm sure your demo needs might be different than what we have in the IBM Salesforce, and I'd like to know the difference, okay? So what I've created, I set my sights a little bit wider than just a VMware image that ran all the Maximo products. I wanted to show how IBM could use Maximo as a center for, you know, an ITIL situation where, you know, you've got an integrated solution, you know, common data model and all the processes working together, you know, so that you could start from a service request and work a problem through change and configuration and, you know, incident management. We can show how we have the knowledge base. Some of the guys in Germany wanted to show how they use this platform for disaster recovery, so I put Business Continuity Manager on. That's a mainframe disaster recovery product. I also wanted to show how would hook this to an application, you know, a discovery application. Like in our case, I used Tatum. So what I did is, so I not only have the Maximo products in the middle, I have the other supporting products along the way. So I'll go over this kind of quickly because I think you're just going to mainly want to use the Maximo VM, but what I did was I, you know, took a Tatum server, loaded it with some demo systems, and then loaded that demo data into Maximo using the ITIC adapter, and then promoted those CIs into authorized CIs inside Maximo. So you'll see, so if you could go to Tatum and look at your configuration, you can also see it inside of Maximo. TPM is there just as a support thing because in release management, you know, once you create something, you want to actually push that thing out to a target machine. So I threw a target VM in here so that we can actually push some software out. Questions? Is that something that, well, my question for you is this something that you would use or you know, as far as showing an end-to-end thing, or would you just be showing just the Maximo VM?
This is Shaju from Birlasoft. This is, I think this is a really good initiative from IBM side, and we normally use this kind of demonstration for our customers. And this is going to be a big value added for our sales process as well. And I have a question here. You have Tatum and TPM, and there is any roadmap to install TLCM license compliance, because that is, again, coming up, a lot of requirements around TLCM.
Yes, it's on my list. I don't know. I can't prioritize that I'll have it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, this is quick and easy to use. That is what I feel. And we'll definitely use this demo server. It is going to be a big value added for our business, no doubt.
Oh, good. Any other comments before I move on?
This is Scott at EDI. I agree 100%. I think there's definitely a lot of value add here. I think the end-to-end concept of including the discovery is good. I would second the motion about the license tool.
All right. All right. So this, I'm on slide 12 here, and the only thing I'm showing here is that the way the servers work in Surgient is you have to remote desktop to something, okay? And in my case, we needed it to be a Windows machine, okay? And for reasons, one reason or the other, I made the Maximo machine and the Tatum machine a Linux machine, so that So I'm just pointing out here that when you do a remote desktop, when you start the demonstration, you're going to do it to the TPM machine. But to you, it's just a way to run a web browser. Because once you start the web browser, you'll be able to show whatever you need to show. Okay, this panel on 13 here is just talking about what's on the Partner World website, and I think I've showed you that already, so I'm going to go ahead and skip by here. But I showed you this live, so I don't think we need to go through it again, but basically just showing that all our documentation is going to be on the Tivoli Knowledge Center and Partner World. Some resources here. The two links that you can access, you need the main one. You'll have to refer to this to be able to actually find the system, because otherwise you won't know what the link is. But so for support questions, like if your hosting environment's messed up or the thing keeps dying on you or things like that, that would be the hotrods.us.admi.com. Okay, and I've got Rick Scanron on here, who is going to be the liaison to the partner. So if you have any questions along, the business partner relationship, or what you think you would need in the future, those kind of things, you would talk to Rick about that.
And the correct email spelling on that is Skanron.
Oh man, I messed up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That link won't take you anywhere, I don't think so.
All right, so everyone right now, go into their presentation and change that to the correct thing, or else you're gonna find it wrong later.
I have a couple of questions here. Number one, do we have any standard demo scripts available for, let's say, for a typical TSRM or a TAMIT or a Maximo demonstration? Do we have any standard demo scripts?
Yes, that's what I showed you earlier on the TKC, those three PowerPoint presentations.
Okay.
That's what's in there.
Okay, so that demo scripts are in line with the whatever demo data we have in the system, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Okay, and so, Tom, just to let you know, Kirk has joined, so if Kirk has anything to add, now would be a good time. Kirk?
No.
Hey,
I don't really have anything to add.
Did you want to show anything more specific on the system with regards to Maximo?
No. I mean, it's the same thing as any other instance, except it doesn't have industry solutions installed. So it's going to have all the out-of-the-box demo data, including the additional data that Tom stuck in. So it's anything that you're used to doing with an out-of-the-box demo data system, you're going to be able to do more. So, I mean.
All right, so if I can find my I wanted to actually log on to the system and give you an idea of kind of what's there and what it looks like, just so you can kind of see it. But you're welcome to fire up these demo images right now until you I don't know how many people's on, but I think even if everyone started one right now, I think we could handle that capacity. So let me log on real quickly and show you around, and then past that we can talk about maybe some questions later. But okay, so once you've scheduled something in this scheduled demos thing, you'll see here I've got the name of the thing here, and on the very edge here, sometimes this web GUI isn't as obvious as it should be, but there's a little button here that says Start, and that takes you to another screen that's going to show you this ISM TPM link here, and that link is what you'll actually click to start the remote desktop session. While this is starting up, I want to show you at the very bottom here, there's an extend button. So there's a time remaining thing of 4 hours here. And if that said 4 minutes, right, and you're in the middle of a customer demonstration, you can click this extend button, and that will bring up a panel that will let you extend your session.
But I guess it defaults to 1 hour. So every time you click it, it'll add an hour to your presentation. So now you'll see the time remaining here is 5 hours and whatever. One of the things that I want to talk to you a little bit about is snapshots. We have the ability to take snapshots. So if you get on here and customize the thing the way you want it, you can say save and quit, and that will allow you to save snapshots of your data that's changed. Now, I will say this is kind of a maintenance thing. Whenever I put a new version of the demonstration out there, I'm going to disable the old one. So when I disable the old one, all your changes are going to be gone with it. Okay, I hate to say it, but so don't make a crazy amount of changes and save them in your snapshots because you'll just be mad when they go away every 3 months. So when you get on here, there's a little thing here that is an ISM checkout thing. I just created a little script that pings back and forth between all the VMs to make sure they talk to each other. And by default, I do not start the TPM VM. I start the TPM VM, but I don't actually start TPM because I found that, you know, all these things starting up on one machine is a lot. So unless you're going to need it, right, I don't start it. So that's why you'll see everything that says it's okay and running except, you know, the TPM one. If you do need the TPM one, you just go over here on this icon and say start TPM and it'll start up. Okay? I tried to make everything as simple as possible by just putting things on the desktop here. You know, you'll come up and it'll say welcome to Maximo and, you know, do whatever. The different, remember those documents on the TKC? They've got user IDs inside those documents that associated with the different products that you might want to demo. So if you're demoing Business Continuity Manager, right, you would use these links depending on what you're going to do. Service Request Manager has their own set of user IDs that have customized desktops that match that demo environment, right? So you'd log on as Manny, Sarah, you know, Kimberly, and those forth to do the different parts of Service Request Management. And then the standard Maxima ones that have come with every instance, Wilson and Storm and Redding and those guys are in here. Okay? The other thing that I've set up is email. So you can get email back and forth, and you can to Storm and Tammy and Redding and these people. So if you change, if you want to show from a customer point of view, like how, you know, Maximo talks to a person, you know, that you could set up or use these email accounts. You can also use this email account to create tickets by sending an email to Maximo. That is something else that you might want to do. The rest of it, I think, is just, you know, the normal, you know, Maximo demo system, other than the fact that I've got, like I said, some other CIs loaded as far as the demonstration is concerned. Is there anything that you guys would like to see or Kurt to explain what's out there one way or the other?
What is the possibility of configuration changes? Suppose, let's say, for some clients, we may change a little bit. We may tweak the workflows a little bit. And with some clients, they would like to see how easy we can configure the application through the application designer, how easy to configure the workflow. So how that facility is still there from the configuration standpoint, right?
I don't think I have application designer on here. We've got the workflow designer.
Oh, yeah, you do. It has to be.
So you can go into workflows and do whatever you need to do in here, but I'm confused a little bit about if you're talking about, I thought there was a separate Eclipse tool that was something to do with workflows. Maybe that's not on here. But anything you can do in here, you can change these workflows any way you want.
Okay, and the next time when we schedule the same demo, those changes will be there or it will get reinitialized?
They'll go away unless you go down here to this save and quit thing.
Okay, got it.
All right. Is there anything you want to add, Kurt?
Well, hello, this is Bart from Stork. I'm trying now to attend the web meeting again because my I have some network issues, but I'm trying to enter with the password, but it's not allowing me to enter again. The password is incorrect, they say. So is it possible for you to fix that, or shall I just keep on listening only?
I don't think I can fix the web conference. You're typing TIV1...
I'm just typing the smart way password to join the web.
The web conference is the
yeah.
Password is TIV1 talk. TIV, the number
yes.
One.
Number one.
The word talk, TALK.
Perfect. I mean.
Okay. Sorry about
thank
that.
You very much.
That I'm glad you mentioned that because that brings up something that I wanted to mention. I have made every password smart way on the system except for Max Admin. So if you wanted to get into the WebSphere Admin console, it's smart way. If you wanted to log on to TPM, it's going to be smart way. So I did that so that everything is going to be the same, right? You know, some of the classic... You know, people get mad because they can't type Wilson, but that's c'est la vie. They were all different, and I was driving me crazy, so I made them all the same. The only other thing that I have that you might be interested in is, you know, I've got the other VMs that are accessible from, you know, VNC. So if you wanted to VNC to the target machine, you could do that, and now you're... So you're in remote desktop VNCing to another machine, okay? That's how you would show, like, software getting pushed out to the server. The other machine, of course, is Tatum. I'm not going to do this. But anyway, you'd only want to go over here as if something's, you know, not quite right, or you want to see, you know, the VM in action kind of thing. That's really all I had from this point of view. The only other thing I wanted to point out was kind of a future thing here I've got going. What I am working on, let me see if I can... The next version, hopefully, of this will come pretty soon. And one of the things that I've done for the next version is I've enabled national language support. All right, so... You know, so you're going to get the same screen here that you normally get. Let's start with the English one so I can understand what's going on. So you'd hear, and then if you wanted to do this in a different language, like Japanese, you would just click the Japanese button. And then when you log on as Wilson, it's going to be all in Japanese. Except for service catalog, I could not make that work correctly. Be aware. So when you look at these things, you know, they just all come out in Japanese. I'm going to add Chinese next before I put this image out, but that's the next one I'm going to do.
Okay. There is any plan to open up the system for us so that we can get used to it?
You can... dial in right now and start a session and play as long as you want.
But I have to give the customer name and account manager name, all those things, right?
Oh, you can just click test in there.
Okay.
Or practice.
Okay. And another question is, for a typical demo, even if suppose the demo is for tomorrow, we log into the system, we'll keep everything is ready or not, we'll log into the system and check all the demos, things are working. We may spend some time on configuration part. little bit of time. So how that is going to handle? So we need to schedule two sessions for the same demo, one for two just to make sure everything is working and to do some level of configuration, and then one session, actual session for the demo. How that is going to happen?
You could do it. If you do the configuration right before it, then you're right. You would need to schedule, or you could just schedule one big long session. But you're fine with scheduling two. It just, if you put practice or preparation, we just want to know the difference between, you know, we just don't want you to go in there every time and write practice. You know,
okay.
That's all I'm saying with the customer stuff. We want to know when it's really being used to demonstrate to customers versus when you're practicing. It's okay to practice.
Okay. Thanks.
That's really all I had, unless there's other questions.
I have a question. This is Bart from Stork. Maybe I missed it because I wasn't on the web meeting all the time visualized. So are also the industry solutions installed on the environment, like the oil and gas and the calibration manager, et cetera?
No, they are not.
They are not. And will they be in future or?
I don't know.
Oh.
There's another organization that creates those demonstrations, and we're kind of organizationally challenged at the moment here in IBM. So I would like to include those, and if I did, they would show up as a separate library entry. So this one, I probably will not add oil and gas to this one. But if we can get a hold of those, I could add those separately as separate library entries for the industry ones, not just oil and gas. Is that something you need?
Well, we don't need it right now, but we are in our company. We are also we have customers, or we have potential customers who might be interested in one of those industry solutions. So if we want to give a demo for them, then it would be very, very good if we can do it on this system. Otherwise, we'll have to fix something ourselves on one of our own servers or VM environment. But if it's all here, that would be great, I think. But I think if it's for you, it's a problem, or it's a capacity problem, or.
I guess I've just heard different things, right? Some people don't like all of the industries installed on the same VM because then there's all that stuff in there and it confuses people. That's why historically they've been built separately.
Okay.
I don't know if that's an issue for you or not. Again, I'm taking feedback here. So
yeah.
You'd like to see all the industries stuffed into one VM? Raise your hand.
Yes, I raise.
Well, Tom?
Do you see it?
Yes, I see it. Anybody else?
There's the other reason.
Wayne Gehagen from Createch. I would like to see the industry solutions, but probably on separate VMs. So, one of the things that we're challenged with is demoing GIS, the spatial add-on. So if we could
this is a, oh, sorry.
Sorry about that?
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I apologize.
No, it's so that's one of the things that we would be looking for is the ability to just access, not do design, but access map tabs and then show the spatial capability.
This is Sky at the EDI. You know, we absolutely are in the same boat. We'd definitely like to see some more of the industry solutions. I think the right approach is to put them in as separate entries in the library so you could isolate them, but there's definitely a need to be able to demonstrate industry solutions.
Okay. What about Navigator? Is that something you guys use, Sal?
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot here either.
No, here also not a lot.
People like to see pictures, so some people have asked for it, but I didn't think anyone actually bought it, so I didn't concentrate on it.
Yeah, we could send our recommendations, but the big ones for us are transportation manager, oil and gas, asset configuration manager, calibration.
This is Rick. I want to ask a question here. With respect to the industry solutions, how useful is this demo as it is right now, and how much more useful would it be with the industry solutions? So this obviously doesn't do 100% of what you need because you need industry solutions. But does it do 70%? Does it do 50%? Does it do 90%? And how much does that in the industry solutions, like, complete it? So I don't need a knee-jerk reaction right now, but if you all could think about that a little bit and, you know, send me an email. So, you know, I think what we would like to do is be able to quantify the benefit of investing and putting the industry solutions on here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's okay. What's your email address?
It's skanron@us.ibm.com.
Scanron?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, if you have a knee-jerk reaction right now, like to hear it. I mean, if you have a thought right now.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, but I have to do a small review to take a look at our customers and to see which of them are in a specific branch which is covered in one of the industry solutions, and that might be. Well, I cannot say right now, but I'll see. I will check, and then I will let you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do the same. This is Sky at the EDI. I would say about 3 out of every 4 demos we do for potential customers involve interest in an industry solution. Now, that's not to say that this still doesn't have value, because you can at least show them the core product and demo the core product. But the majority, especially with how many industry solutions are out there now, the majority of our potential clients are interested in some industry solution or multiple industry solutions.
Okay, great.
Yes, you are right. I agree because especially when a customer can have benefits of the industry solution, it's a very strong thing to show something like that. So. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. That's good feedback.
I have, this is Tom again, I have one other thing that I'm working on that you might, I'd like to get feedback. I've got this VMware image on a new version of Linux that is available to be handed out to business partners. Is that something that you would find as asset, that you could take that with you and do what you want with it, or is that something, would you prefer just to use the hosted environment?
Sorry, what image are we talking about? Are we talking about the IT image?
Just the Maxima one.
Okay, so it wouldn't include CCMDB or TATM?
Oh, it has CCMDB, but TATM's a separate VMware image. I mean, I could do that one as well, but it's all just work, right? I mean, I have to work through, you know, corporate licensing people to get sign-offs and things. And so, anyway.
We would certainly be interested in getting the VMs.
Okay. All right, that's all I really had. Rick, if you want to wrap up here, I'll turn it over to you.
All right, great. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, just wanted to thank everybody for joining today, taking an hour or so out of your schedules, and hope you found it helpful just to sort of emphasize the fact that we're doing this as a tool for sales, right? So if it helps you close business, if it helps you close more business, right, we want to hear about it. If it's, if there's something that we need to add to realize that goal, please let us know. So, you know, toward that end, please be sure to enter the customer names so we have an idea of how this is going. And send us your feedback, good and bad. I mean, if having this demo causes you to have a win with a customer, we'd like to hear about it. If having this demo causes you to lose a customer, how can we make it better? Okay? So this is here for you, and this is here to drive business. And again, thank you all for joining. And any last-minute questions? Otherwise, I guess we're going to call it a day.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Bye.
That concludes our conference for today. We thank you for your attendance and have a nice day. Thank you.